Diphtheria is spreading in Australia at a record rate. Hundreds of cases have been recorded so far after the infection spread from the Northern Territory to WA, Queensland and South Australia. So what is it? Diphtheria is a bacterial infection that usually affects the throat and airways, but can also cause sores on the skin. It's highly contagious, spreading through sneezing, saliva, or from direct contact with skin lesions or contaminated objects. Symptoms usually appear within 2 to 5 days, and it can turn deadly if it shuts down the heart, kidneys, or respiratory system. Diphtheria was once a major cause of childhood deaths in Australia, before widespread vaccination programs in the 1940s dramatically reduced cases. That vaccine needs a booster every 5 to 10 years. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says it's Indigenous communities that have been mostly impacted so far, and the government's working to get boosters out to remote parts of the country.
This is probably the biggest diphtheria outbreak we've seen, certainly for decades. I was up in Alice Springs a couple of weeks ago meeting with the Aboriginal Medical Service for the Northern Territory. They're obviously deeply, deeply concerned.
Despite extra resources getting out to affected communities, there are some challenges that can often accelerate the spread of infections. Rob McPhee is the chair of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance in the Northern Territory. He says diseases that have often been eliminated in other parts of the world can be resurgent under difficult circumstances.
It just goes to the challenges we've got in particularly remote regional communities in Australia where we have a lack of housing, we have a lack of water, safe water, we've got a lack of those essential items in communities, which just means that it's much more difficult to get on top of these sorts of outbreaks.
On top of the requests for help already made, he believes a blitz of vaccines could stop the outbreak from spreading further.
The main focus on dealing with diphtheria is vaccinations. And so we've got our normal vaccination program for flu vax at the moment. And so we're putting on additional appointments and streams for diphtheria vaccinations.
Having enough vaccinations is one thing. Having enough people to administer them is another. Dr. John Boffa is the Chief Medical Officer for Public Health at the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress.
It'd be really helpful if some of the other states, the larger states, were able to give us some additional public health nurses for periods of even 2 weeks at a time. Would make a big difference.
Epidemiologists have meanwhile warned against framing the outbreak as solely an Aboriginal health issue. Adelaide University's Professor Adrian Esterman says while the risk isn't as high in other communities, the outbreak highlights gaps in vaccination coverage nationally.
We need about 95% of all kids immunised against these infections. Unfortunately, over the last 3 or 4 years, it's dropped down to about 92%. And you think, well, that's not a huge drop, but it's enough to get these pockets now of outbreaks of measles and diphtheria occurring. So I think that's the overall sort of Australia-wide picture.
Roughly a third of patients with diphtheria in the NT amid this outbreak have been hospitalised so far, and a surge force from the federal government is being mobilised to help with vaccines and contact tracing in an effort to halt the outbreak.